Money FM 89.3 pays it forward.
Good morning, it's Catherine Robert with you, keeping you company. Now, for some reason, the year end tends to bring to the fore philanthropy, social well-being, and giving to the less privileged. And here at Money FM, we are no different. We're hoping to help raise awareness for Stroke Support Station, a ground initiative started by volunteers to meet the unmet needs of stroke survivors and caregivers in their stroke journey. It's also our way of showing our solidarity with our colleague Bernard Lim, who suffered a stroke a few years ago. Today, we're chatting with Lena Tan, who's volunteered at S3 since 2016. Welcome to the show. Okay, so Lena, tell us more about why you volunteer.
Well, actually, for the longest time, I've always wanted to be involved in a volunteer, as a volunteer in an organization. That was some time ago, and I didn't quite know how to go about it.
Mm-hmm.
That was before the days of SG giving and stuff like that. And one day, somebody just, a friend, asked me if I would just help with this organization just started called S3. It's a stroke support station. I knew nothing about stroke.
Oh, okay.
Not much, so except the word stroke.
So you knew you wanted to volunteer, but you didn't know for what cause.
I wasn't asked to be a volunteer as a regular volunteer. I was actually asked to just do a mini bake sale for an opening.
Ah, okay.
That was the initial plan, but it didn't take off. Then later I was asked if I would just maybe help with the outreach, which I thought, okay, I would do that, you know, okay, also as a volunteer. And then it occurred to me that to be able to sell a product, I need to know the product. So I decided to go down on the floor, as what we call, to observe how the activities are being done, the programs are being carried out. And the rest, as they say, is history.
Okay, so you said you always wanted to volunteer.
Yeah.
But why was volunteering important to you?
Well, I'm a homemaker. Mm-hmm. My daughter is all grown up. And I think it is good to give back to society, to help the less needy. I mean, the more needy and the less privileged, you know. I think that's part of society and how it's we should just help each other. And I think there's a lot of areas that we can help in volunteering. And it was only after I started volunteering at S3 that I feel that volunteering, which is what people used to think, is the volunteer giving.
Right.
In money, in time, you know. But actually, personally, yes, I give my time.
Mm.
But what I take home from there each week is really something different. It's very enriching and it's also extremely humbling.
Okay, which brings me to my next question. What is the biggest lesson you've learned since you started volunteering at S3?
Biggest lesson I've learned, I would say the strength and the determination of these stroke survivors. When I look at them, you know, during our programs and our activities and sometimes doing a very simple task, I always reflect on myself. In the morning, I can get up and do. I have got two hands, I've got two legs, and they're both mobile. I can use them. But to them, some of them, not all, but some of them, just to lift up an arm is a struggle.
Mm.
To me, it's like, you know, they're trying to reach Mount Everest. But, you know, as long as they can get to the base camp, I think that's wonderful. So to me, I really salute and respect people like that because it's a struggle. They could always tell themselves, why do I bother? You know, it's so difficult. But they try. And they keep trying, you know. And it's the progress I see that makes me keep going back. Because I'm not advertising for S3, but I feel S3 is really doing a wonderful job in the programs that they have designed for these stroke survivors. And many of them I've seen with my own eyes through my weekly time there that they have recovered. They have gotten better. And it's a holistic kind of recovery. It's not just physical. It's not just cognitive, but every area, because we have our programs are not just put you on a machine and then run the machine and then you are there on your own. You know, it's always very interactive and it's fun. And I used to see people, you know, because we have glass windows and people will walk past and they will just stop and stare and wonder what's going on in
yeah.
there, because we are always laughing and having so much fun, you know, in everything we do. Even in exercise programs, we have fun, you know, we laugh and it's just, there's nothing like, got to be serious and then, you know, pay strict attention. Everything is just very spontaneous. So it's a fun place. I always call it a fun place.
How long have you been volunteering for S3?
Since 2016, March.
Oh, okay. So about just over two years. Mm. All right. So what have you learned in your time volunteering for them? What have you learned about stroke?
Perhaps I should say that what I didn't know about stroke,
mm-hmm.
I think it's quite common. Most people think stroke happens to the elderly. When it happens, it happens. And that's it. Perhaps you become disabled, you become paralyzed, and you go through the rehab, and that's it. And there isn't like any much future, you know. But since I've been with Esri, positively there is recovery. And it's
there is rehabilitation.
Rehabilitation, yes, for sure. You know, in hospitals and everywhere. But more than rehabilitation is the mind, you know, how we try to interact them into society, back into society, trying to live, you know, the life they used to live, and introducing to them all the things that they think they may think they cannot do because they have been disabled. You know, we have like occupational therapy where they learn to prepare food. They what you have received from us, a towel, is also being folded by our stroke survivors.
Right.
You know,
okay.
So, and we do horticulture. We do all kinds of things, you know. And sometimes we take them out on trips, which they love, okay. That comes to another part where we need sponsors for that. But other than that, yes. And I thought that when I went to Esri and I saw some of the survivors, how young they are.
How young do they get?
In their 20s.
Wow.
Something that most of us don't ever think so, right?
That's really eye-opening.
Very, extremely. So it's like, oh, stroke. So there is something to, you know, it's like, oh, it's not just a support group. We're not just a support group where we sit in a circle and talk, you know. We do things. And we kind of like empower them to enable themselves. We don't think of them as you are disabled. So everything, you're being served. They're not being served. Those who can must do for themselves. And that's how they learn to interact and then also learn how to get back on their feet to their normal life. We have things like activity planning. You wouldn't think, okay, a stroke patient is a stroke survivor is a patient. Okay, so you just put them aside. No, we involve them. When we have an activity, when we have an event, we make them plan the activity alongside us. We facilitate. They do the planning. They come up with the ideas. And that's part of cognitive training as well. So these are the things that you don't get at a rehab center. Not that I'm putting anyone down, but yeah. but I'm saying that because of the holistic nature of the programs we have, I think it's also something that they look forward to because it's like a community working together, you know, and they have friends there because everyone there is a stroke survivor other than the staff and volunteers. So it's a common platform for them. So it's not like you have a disability different from mine. Everyone has been through a similar, not same, but similar journey. So they can relate to each other. And I think, and from there, I have seen the survivors making friends, forming groups, planning activities out. And that is what I think...
makes it all worthwhile.
Absolutely.
Okay, so, you know, there will be days where some stroke survivors will feel discouraged, you know. How do you personally encourage them to keep going, to keep trying and to not give up?
Okay, there are some who are struggling with accepting their condition. So I would tell them that, okay, you look around you. How many can do what you can still do? You know, look at them. You are far better than them. So if you are in such a better position than the others, you should aim to do better and get even better and just not focus on the past. I tell them to like move on. Don't live in the past. Don't try to keep thinking, I used to be able to do this or that, but just move on. Move on with what you can do now. And some of them have gotten much further, you know, or sometimes when I see, like just recently last week, I saw, you know, one of them, she was unusually quiet and that's not her nature. You know, she's quite chatty when she comes in before the programs. And so I asked her, so why are you like that, so despondent today, you know, so quiet? And she said, oh, because I'm feeling very tired. And I said, why? Are you because you're doing too much exercises? Or what? She said, no, I'm tired at home. I'm tired here, you know. So I just said, okay, just try not to overexert yourself. I mean, different strokes for different folks. When you have been there for a while, we become friends. And it's the relationship I have with many of them that it's like when you see your friend, you will say the same thing. So to me, they are my community friends, family away from home. Yeah, so I when I see some of them, when I hear certain ones have not been coming, why? Because he or she had an accident or, you know, had another. This, you feel for them.
Of course you do, yeah.
Yeah, so that's what I mean by relationship. You know, it's not somewhere where you just go, you do what you have to do, you know, like a robot, and then you go home. Okay, that's it. I've served my time for the day. That's my personal take.
So what advice would you have for other people who are thinking about volunteering and who, like you, don't know where to start? What advice do you have for them?
Okay, we have now, we have SG Giving, all right? You can check through the internet. Or now you're listening to me telling you about S3, okay? And actually, there's no criteria to becoming a volunteer at S3. I would just say, come with an open mind, bring your heart, and journey with the survivors.
And also tell our listeners how you juggle your time. You know, a lot of people might want to do volunteering and might want to get involved with a different cause or the same cause, but they won't know how to juggle their time. How do you do it?
Firstly, I'm a homemaker with a grown-up daughter, so I have more time on my hands. As for volunteering at S3, there is no hard and fast rule. You don't have to commit like I must come every single week, like some young mothers with young children. If it's school holidays, they just take time off. And nobody goes after them and say, hey, why are you not coming, you know? So that's the reason why we need a big pool of volunteers so that we can straddle them. As one of our board members always says, even you, if you just have 1 hour to give, just come, you know? But of course, having said that, I would say, do be a bit more serious when you want to volunteer. Be more committed, and because you may not think you're doing much, but your time there is important and they do depend on you. You know, if you just come when you feel like it, then the programs cannot really be, you know, carried out so smoothly because we need so many volunteers for certain things. And sometimes the members just turn up or they don't. So certain days you have more people coming, certain days you have less. So volunteers are actually, we form a very important pool. Looking at a volunteer on the floor, you might think, what's that? Nothing. You're just helping them, you know. But actually, you're helping yourself too. Because I found that it's a very, very humbling experience. Truly a very humbling experience.
Okay. So how many people on average do you work with when you go down and volunteer for S3 at each time?
Well, we are not like working on our own. We all, you know, just jump in. And depending on how many turn up that day. But sometimes, you know, when the staff are on leave or something, some of us will be asked to help to lead the programs, you know, to help to facilitate. Also, from time to time, they do have training for certain, they carry out workshops and then they train us for the workshops. It's all volunteer. So if you want to volunteer, you'll be trained for it. But the condition is you come back to serve at S3 to help facilitate the workshops.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much, Lena Tan, for coming down to the studio and having a chat with us. And, you know, your work is inspiring. And I hope that we've inspired other listeners to become volunteers, whether it's for S3 or for other causes. Thank you so much for coming.
Not at all. Please come and join us.
We will.